Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Joe.
Whoa, Cousin Joe? What happened to Cousin Seth? What's going on tonight?
I don't know. I guess I took over for him. I'm the new cousin.
You are the new cousin. We indoctrinated you. This show is supposed to start. We all know Seth is eccentric and shows up when Seth wants. So I said, Joe, let's just start the episode. We'll see if Seth shows up or not. It'll be pretty interesting. We'll be surprised, just like the audience. What are the Vegas odds makers saying right now about Seth actually showing up at all? Do you see the tickers?
I think he'll show up eventually. But you know, okay. Seth shows up when Seth wants to show up.
Exactly. So. That's it.
Okay. So for my first beer, I have.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused. I do see you, and it makes me want to drink. It's like a Pavlovian response.
Don't we drink when we I'm on your show? It seems like the last three episodes have all been involving beer. So I brought another beer just for fun. Nice. This is, however, not the greatest beer in the world, but it is a Pittsburgh beer.
Oh, is it a Three Floyds? Is it a Three
Floyds beer? No. This would be an Icy Light.
An Icy Light. What is? I'm not answering that. We know who that is. What is an Icy Light? I've never even heard of it. Sounds like
Iron
a beer you
City.
Drink at a fraternity house.
Iron okay. City Beer, the beer right. of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So,
oh, yep. Wow. Iron City Beer. Okay, so that's like their basic lager. Is that what it is?
This is the most. Yeah, this is the most American beer, watered down beer that you could probably ever have. You know, but it's pretty
like
good.
I like those beers.
Every once in a while, a Coors Light or something like that goes really well. And, you know, I always have some Iron City sitting around. And so I'll enjoy my Iron City and my nice. Boar's Nest Hazard County mug.
Wow. For those of you who don't know, yeah, Joe is rocking a Boston Scally cap. He had Property of Shawshank shirt. He's drinking an Iron City beer. He is the epitome, the embodiment of the American dream right now. By the way, Joe, since you've inspired us all, I do have to introduce, you know who's here, our loud studio audience. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while.
It has, right? It's been actually just last week we had you on, but we had to jump on today for a breaking news episode, and you were the perfect guest for it, Joe, because today Hallmark announced its first ever fully immersive Christmas experience with like 37 different stars taking place every weekend this year, November 29th through December 23rd in Kansas City, Missouri. So I can't wait to hear about you because you've attended tons of the Christmas cons. You're a quasi-celebrity at these. You do interviews at them. And of course, we all know about your monetized, very popular, highly entertaining YouTube show, Christmas Aficionado on YouTube and at Christmas Aficionado on Instagram. I love the new episode, the 1986 episode, and I started watching your even newer episode of the comparing and contrasting the old version of It's a Wonderful Life and the new version of It's a Wonderful Life. And Joe, I don't know how many Emmys you can get for YouTube channel, but if I was handing them out, there'd be two right there. How are those episodes coming for you?
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, so Year in Christmas, 1986, came out last week. This is a great series that I've been having a lot of fun with, where I show what we watched in that year, Christmas related movies, television, commercials, Christmas specials. Putting all that together has been some of the most fun things I've been doing, and I can't wait. I'm counting down the 80s, so 1985 is next. I'm working on that one already. It takes weeks and weeks to put together. But the other one you just mentioned is one I just put up, and it's actually a re-edited version of the same video I put out last year. So it is comparing It's a Wonderful Life to the remake of It Happened One Christmas, and comparing the different scenes, you know, what are the differences between the two movies. The reason why I re-put it up there again is I had a copyright claim on it, so I wanted to remove that. And then I also entered it into a video essay contest for the Jimmy Stewart Museum here in Indiana, Pennsylvania, was putting on a video essay contest, and they were looking for anything that's related to Jimmy Stewart. So I thought, well, I made this already, but it needed to meet certain requirements. I couldn't have copyrighted music, all that kind of stuff. So I had a had to kind of retool it, and I had reworked it for a while, and then found out I didn't get chosen, which is fine. Oh. I didn't expect to get chosen, but I thought, well, the fact that I put some effort into it and re-editing it, why not put it out, let everybody watch it again? Because it's actually probably better than the version I had out last year. So, yeah, check it out. If you didn't know, there was a remake of It's a Wonderful Life. It happened in the 70s. It's not bad. It's just not necessary. That's my basically what I came up with. Yeah.
And it's totally the same story, just from the different gender, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's they take some liberties in the remake, but for the most part, the genders are swapped. It's just, instead of George Bailey, it's Mary Bailey, and she is stuck in Bedford Falls. She wishes she didn't exist, and then her angel, who is Clara in this version, shows her what life is like if she didn't exist. And so she, of course, realizes she misses her family and wants to come back. And you can see the scenes. I contrast how the two actors put it. Jimmy Stewart.
Who's your favorite actor? Stewart.
Yes, he's my favorite actor of all time. And how, you know, showing the different scenes with him and I'm blanking on her name. I can't remember.
Marlo Thomas.
Thank you.
See, I did. I did watch.
Thank you. I was blanking on her name. So Marlo Thomas, and how her performance of Mary Bailey compared to George Bailey. And she does fine, but no one's better than Jimmy Stewart.
Right. And Joe, didn't Marlo Thomas just star in, a Magical Christmas or something on Hallmark a couple years ago?
Magical Christmas Village with Allison Sweeney. Yeah. That was an awful film.
I agree with that. Not enough magic, not enough village, not enough Christmas. But I think she was good in it. And it's cool that she's been doing these movies. Oh, thank you, audience. I like that. Yeah. That's encouragement. Yeah. I guess I like that she's been doing this kind of Christmas thing for so long, since the 70s, and appearing in movies in the 2020s. It's pretty crazy longevity right there. So, yes. But there's been a lot of news lately. We're in May, and all of a sudden they're dropping like major Christmas news back to back. You heard Lacey Chabert announced she's going to be in a Netflix movie. First person I thought of was you, because not only does she have a major crush on you, I always see her commenting on all your stuff, but I know you're a fan as well. And to see her appearing on Netflix, I was like, wow, how did Hallmark let that happen? But maybe it's Hallmark's mastermind saying she will bring other eyeballs to Hallmark. What do you think about that announcement?
So I was a little shocked. I mean, not that Lacey Chabert has been in big giant movies, and she has had a very long career on television. But I felt like I thought she was locked down with with Hallmark.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Hallmark, you know, was her contract allowed her to do other Christmas movies, because I thought for sure, their queen of Christmas was going to be sort of locked down for just Hallmark related, but that could, you know, maybe not. I mean, it's, you know, the fact is she is, you know, probably their top star. She probably has a lot of different things with her contract. You know, she can make whatever movie she basically wants on that, on the channel anymore. So I was a little shocked, but I'm actually excited. I want to see it. The writer of it, of this movie, his name was Russell. I can't remember his last name, but he wrote A Santa Summit last year, which was probably one of the best movies on Hallmark. And I'm sorry, I can't believe I'm
Russell, like it on H his, something Russell Russell Russell
yeah
Russell Russell.
But anyways, he's a great he's
you
a
know
great
who
writer.
You are Russell yes
he's a great writer. He's actually done a lot of good stuff, other stuff with Hallmark. And so obviously he's got an idea now. Again, it might also be a movie that doesn't fit with the Hallmark formula, you know. So maybe
a snowman comes back to life. Yeah.
I mean, or maybe it's something that Hallmark just, you know, visually, this sounds like this is going to be a lot of CGI graphics and stuff.
Right.
I don't know if Hallmark has the budget for that kind of stuff or has the capacity to actually put that together. So there could be a number of reasons.
Yeah. And that's their big, their number one star. So that would be like, well, look, you're our number one guest, but we still have in our contract that you could go on other shows. We don't like it, but you do. So,
well,
you
thank
know,
you
it's fine.
Much. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, my heart is always with the Christmas Cousins.
Of course. Oh, we love that. What do you think? Oh, listen to the audience. Joe knows how to work a crowd. He does. He takes a swig of the beer and his Scally cap, the living embodiment of the American dream. Joe, that's the Christmas right. aficionado. I love it. Speaking of living embodiments, we have no idea if our cousin Seth is living or not. He has not appeared on today's show yet. We'll see. We're 10 minutes in. No Seth. The funny thing is, Joe, we did the episode based on a time that Seth gave. Oh, here he is. Here he is, everybody. I love it. Audience cousin Seth is here.
Hi. I am very, very, very sorry.
Don't be yeah. better. We it's loved her. It.
I'm taking over now, so I'm the new cousin.
Yes. So okay. yes. You are our guest, Seth.
It was bound to happen. I knew it's been coming all.
The funny thing is, I just said, Seth, you are on. We are on tonight at the time we're airing. It's a breaking news episode. We'll be dropping it tomorrow, our second episode this week, at a time and place that cousin Seth determined. He said, I can do this time, Cousin Chad. I said, let me check with Cousin Joe, because Seth doesn't talk to anybody directly except for me. So I worked it out. Joe was here 5 minutes early. I'm here 10 minutes early. Seth is here 11 minutes late. This is how it goes when you're an eccentric genius, world wealthiest man, Seth. I love it. He can do no wrong.
Oh, I just smoothly ease right in.
Yes.
What did I miss?
We're done. Thank you, everybody. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Joe.
And our guest
so
sort of
for having me. This is
yeah.
great.
We awesome. Said, give me liberty or give me Seth. And you showed up and it was beautiful, Seth. So here you are with your own bagpiper, of course. Very strange. Mm-hmm. Very strange. I don't know why. But anyway, so Seth, we're here at perfect time. Yes, Joe.
Yeah, so just to because I messed up his name. His name is Russell Hainline. He's written okay. The Santa Summit, and he did In Merry Measure a few years ago. He's a great writer. Oh. I've actually talked to him before on Instagram for just chatting back and forth. So, yeah, he's the writer of that Netflix Lacey Chabert movie, and okay. I'm excited to see what he came up with.
Wow, yes, that's Hot Frosty on Netflix, Seth. The new Lacey Chabert movie, would you know about, correct?
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, you don't. I thought you knew. I thought you saw. I thought you saw that they announced it. No.
What with the kind of the I say the subject of tonight's discussion? This
no,
Hallmark experience thing
that is coming up. We're about to get to that. I do have to say, Joe, cousin Seth, as you know, was here this past week in visiting yes. me. We're not going to get into it too long, but we had a fabulous time. We had. Mm-hmm. Copious drinks, boat rides, mm-hmm. beach fun, boardwalk. I mean, we did it all, Seth. We really did it all.
We did. It was incredible. I think it almost deserved its own episode. There was a lot. Since I've gotten back, I've just been unpacking everything. And it's just been one great thing after another.
Well, I heard that he was. Awesome. I heard that he was so, you know, upset though with you know this tiny room that you put him in. Yeah. That he's buying you a new house. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
That is true. He's basically buying it though, just so when he visits a week or two every year, which is weird. I don't know if I can use it the rest of the year if I'm just like the groundskeeper. But whatever no. works, I'll take. Oh, I can use it.
No, you enjoy it. You and the family. You and the family.
Thank you, Seth. Wow. Thank you so much, Seth.
There you go.
Truly wonderful. I do have to say a funny thing about that. We would go shopping. Seth's son and my daughter would go. We'd go to a store. My daughter would go, Dad, can I get that? Can I get that? No, you've gotten enough today. They would just both walk over to Seth. I kid you not, every time, and just hand it to him. He would walk up and buy it every single time. So at the end, they all stopped asking me. I stopped asking me. I would just hand stuff to Seth and he'd buy it for me. So that was a fun bit of you being there, Seth. That was really fun.
Yeah, no, it was great.
That was great. But Seth, we are not here to talk about your vast wealth. He's been here for 2 minutes and made it all about himself, Joe, like normal. It's
That's
crazy.
Okay. It's Seth, you know. What beer did That's you bring right. today?
Yeah, Seth.
I was going to go. Can I go grab one? I was running.
Sure.
Today, everyone knows now. Really?
Yeah, we seem to be. To. Go get a beer. Sure. What is in there? What is that sippy bottle, Seth?
My sippy
Similac?
Bottle. It's lemonade.
Is that Similac?
As I was taking a sip of them, like it probably doesn't translate well on camera. Like, Maybe.
Go grab a beer. We'll get started. Right. You don't know what's going on with the experience necessarily anyway. So yeah, Joe's the expert there. Okay.
I have my own experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Cousin Seth. I mean, what an appearance. What an appearance.
He's already gone.
He is already gone. He's the only co-host that's like a guest, like a special guest. I don't know what's going on with him. If anyone wants to guess who does most of the work getting this show produced and on air and written, I'll leave it up to the audience to decide which of the cousins. But you can imagine what it's like teaming up with Cousin Seth. He really lightens the load. About 1% of it, I cover the other 99. But that's okay. He's Cousin Seth. So anyway, Joe, let's get into the experience.
Oh, here we come. Wait, here he is.
Yeah, here we go. Here we are, everybody.
How's it going?
Seth is back. Oh, hi, Seth. Welcome. What'd you get? What beer did you grab?
Bathing me in praise, I presume, while I was gone.
Of course.
I got a Blue Moon. That is the current stocking in the refrigerator.
Refrigerator. Yes. So I am drinking Iron City, the Pittsburgh traditional beer. Icy Light. I'm already two in. So that one, I already cracked this one open while you guys were talking. So
I didn't realize.
Well, it's basically water. I mean, <Right. laughs> I love Icy Light, but it's the alcohol volume is 4.2, so it's pretty low.
Have you had this one before? Sipper.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
That's his morning water, Seth. He keeps it by the nightstand if he gets thirsty. So, Joe, I did have a funny thing earlier today. I was talking to someone and they said to me, they go, "Are you from Pittsburgh for real?" And I said, "What about me is giving off Pittsburgh vibes? I don't never been to Pittsburgh. The only person I know in Pittsburgh is the Christmas aficionado. I know nothing else really about Pittsburgh. Terry Bradshaw, maybe. And that's it. It was just a weird question to ask someone if they're from Pittsburgh. I don't know if I had a Pittsburgh vibe going, but anyway.
Is my accent wearing on to you? Like, are you talking like I do?
It might be. It very well could be. And I was wearing the same cap and slugging an icy beer, so that could have been it. But it was an interesting question. But I do have to say, I'd be remiss if I didn't point out, by the way, I don't know if you guys heard this week's episode of the Christmas Morning Podcast. Seth and I got a nice shout out on that, which was really cool to hear. I love that. Did you hear that, Joe?
I did. I was listening on my morning walk and I was like, wow, Fran is talking all about how Christmas cousins, he couldn't wait to go on. And then Scott crapped all over you.
Yes, he did. He goes, "I've been on it twice and they'll have just about anyone on there." I said, "Oh my, thanks, God." Yeah.
That was awesome.
But it was fun while it lasted. And he does mention us again later. He said, "You know, in May, there's a lot of good stuff going on. You could listen to do this, do that, listen to Christmas Cousins." So thank you, Brand, if you're listening. That was an honor. We'll love to have him back on. He's a great guest. That was fun.
And I enjoyed his episode that you guys were on. I liked his tips. I thought they were very good. I'm a little shocked that he doesn't want a donut that squirts into his mouth, but
yeah, look, neither he
We're
nor
gonna
Seth
get that
did.
One.
Right, exactly. I did take one of his tips and add a little peppermint to my coffee 2 days ago, and frankly, it was delightful. It's like 80 degrees out, and I had peppermint in there. I thought that was a nice tip. If you missed it, listen back the episode with Brand from Deck the Hallmark and Christmas Morning. A lot of fun. We'll definitely have one again. And if you're in Greenville, South Carolina, end of July, check out their Bramble Fest going on. That's going to be very cool. And with our 23 million average daily listeners listening, I'm sure that's probably sold out as soon as we announce it. But let's get to the task at hand. Seth, I know Joe knows about it. Do you know about this immersive Hallmark Christmas experience that they just announced coming up this November?
I really don't. I haven't really looked into it. If I had to venture a guess, probably something like a girlfriend experience, except you get some time with a Hallmark star of your choosing. Like, "Oh, hey, look, I'm doing so and so from the Hallmark channel." Don't worry, Joe, I'm not going to say Lacey's name, but like something like that. Is that what a bit is about?
You're spot on. That's exactly what it's on.
Yes, Seth, you just smashed right through and figured it all out. The Hallmark snipers are aiming right now for you. They don't like your jokes.
Yeah. Okay.
It is a little different than that. I liked it. I think it's a good joke, Seth. The or maybe you're serious, but
I don't know. I don't know what Hallmark.
Joe, Seth is the only podcast host in the world that we say we're doing a breaking news episode of the Hallmark Experience, and the news breaks to him live on air. I love that. You represent the audience who doesn't know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Need a cross-section of the population.
I like that about you, Seth. You just kind of wing it, and it works whether you're prepared or whether you're not prepared somehow. That is your inherent genius. But anyway, we digress. So this is it. So this holiday season, nearly 40 Hallmark stars and maybe the Christmas aficionado from Tyler Hines to Lacey Chabert will descend on Kansas City for the first ever Hallmark Christmas Experience. They just announced this today. We are airing it on the 16th when the tickets go on sale. So we are breaking news. Seth, this is our first breaking news episode in a while. Two in a week in a while, because it's kind of our off season, but we had to get in with the big breaking news. Now, Joe, you have been to the Christmas Con. You've been to, I think, Awesome Con, these other conventions. You go to a lot of them. What are your thoughts about this Hallmark one? Prices range from $259 to $699. You could buy a single ticket or something for $5 to $99. There's a lot going on. What are your thoughts, Joe? And then we'll get to Seth.
So this, I was shocked when they announced this, because they're obviously going to try to compete with Christmas Con.
Yes,
the fact that they're going to have it every weekend around what I think they call it. What do they call it? Hallmark Central or something like that.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Hallmark headquarters where they make the ornaments and everything else in the TV shows and all that stuff, movies and stuff, all are planned and everything in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
So when I looked into it, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. But the more I look into this, yes, the less I would be excited about it.
Really? I'm fascinated. I thought you would be way excited. Okay. Well, do tell.
So if you look at what they offer, what they're offering and what they're planning to offer, looks amazing.
Okay. I think that they're offering that looks amazing to you.
Well, if you look at the picture where they show you what the rendering of what it might look like, it's pretty much a Hallmark kind of like Christmas festival. You know, they've got a big giant tree in the middle. They've got, looks like ice skating on one side. Yeah. They've got shops, and everything's decorated, and it's very white to look obviously very wintry and stuff. And I think that looks amazing. I mean, I think
stars each week, by the way, did you notice that different stars every week? So you can go all 4 weekends and see different people, which is very cool.
So, and I think that's obviously that's going to be what sells it. But if you look at the price, $700, to basically, that's the only way you can be part of with the Hallmark stars. Like if they, the way that they break down the price, what they don't say, and here's where it'll either make it or break it. They don't say is, does that price of $700 include free pictures and autographs or whatever of the stars? Or is that going to be a separate cost? Because here's the thing, Christmas Con, about $140 is a weekend pass. You then have to spend anywhere from $60 to $80 to get a selfie and an autograph with each star. So you could easily spend $700 at Christmas Con. I haven't quite spent that much, but I could easily see somebody doing that. If this Christmas experience allows you to just go up and get pictures and do whatever with the stars, that $700 is worth it, because then you can meet a number of them, depending on how many, of course, people are there, how long it's open for, all that kind of stuff. But if that $700 covers the cost of the artist to be there, the Hallmark stars, it's a bargain. I love it. I would do it in a second. However, I have a feeling, and it's the only thing it says is photo op with the Hallmark stars. Does that mean you just go and the group of them that are there, you walk up, you get a picture, you walk off. And then there's probably some other things that you get to be part of, but it's all gated and roped off. So you have to just sit and watch what they do. So,
for you, it's economics because you don't know if the value, it's value driven rather.
Yeah, it doesn't really say what some of the stuff is. And I think that's going to be, this is the first time they're doing it. I typically don't go to a first show, although I did go to the first Christmas Con. I would want to see what this is like first before I would want, especially if I'm going to chunk down $700. Because if you look at all of the other things, they have the second option is the Be Merry package, which is like $259. Okay. And that gets you a discount on Hallmark merchandise, limited edition art print, a lanyard, food and drink voucher, reindeer games with the Hallmark stars, a look behind the lens of the Hallmark stars. Like, that sounds cool, but it's $300, almost $300 worth. And then the other thing is the other thing is free, where you get to walk around the market and see the tree lighting and stuff. And that's cool too. But it seems like there's a lot of questions I have between the two packages. What is additional funds and what isn't? Some of these things have dollar signs, some of them don't. So it's a little weird. The stars that they got are very impressive, but of course it's Hallmark, so they could get all the stars that they want.
But there is a weekend that competes directly with Christmas Con, correct? December 13th through 15th. That's interesting. So whoever signed on for that can't be there that weekend.
So I know if at Christmas Con, I'm not getting Brandon Penny. I'm not getting Kevin McGarry, Chris McNally, Vic Leacock, Aaron of Krakow. Kyler Lee, which I would love to meet. Andy McDowell, you know, all these stars. So I know now who's not showing up for Christmas Con.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, let me ask you, and Seth too, I want to know, because if you've met celebs, so Joe, you meet these people. Is there anything in particular you ask them? Are you just looking for the meeting, the autograph? What is for you the big benefit, the experience when you're meeting them?
I don't know. I don't like to just like, there's a lot of people who love to tell them stories about what their movies mean to them and stuff. They've heard it all before. I don't know.
Right.
I feel like unless I have something interesting to talk about, usually the sign, which I have them sign for me, the Hallmark sign that I have on my wall, that's usually what we talk about. Cause they're always like, wow, look at this. Cause usually they just sign a photo or something. So having them, you know, add their autograph to this, you know, round sign that I have that has a number of other Hallmark star autographs on it. That's usually what we talk about. And then depending on who it is, you know, I will say, oh, I love this or I love that. But usually I try to just, you know, just to say hello and get a picture and kind of let it go from there.
For posterity purposes. Exactly. So Seth, you're quiet back there. I know you've had a very long day. You might be asleep. You might. We don't know exactly.
Well, I was going in looking at the website and found it. So the breakdown of all the days and all the stars and everything that are going to be there. It's quite a list.
Now, is this something, because Seth, for you, it's different for you than normal people. When Joe's saying it's $700, you're kind of laughing. But to regular people, that's a lot to spend to put out there. But are you just like, oh, this is super cheap? Why would I bother something that costs nothing?
You want to get my $700? I do like to get the most bang for my buck, but it's I don't know. So I guess I was a little unclear. You can go into that kind of market. I finally found a picture of it. You can go into that market area and stuff like that for free. And this is in Kansas City.
Yes. And how far is that drive for you, Seth?
Seven, eight hours.
Okay, that's far. What about you, Joe? Is that I have no idea where Kansas is. It's not by a beach, so I really don't know.
Let me see how far I'm looking it up right now.
So I would go to the California convention.
Right. But look at these activities like the Christmas market. It looks to be free, tree lighting, festive food hall. I'm sure you have to pay for food and all this stuff. But then as you go down, it's like ice terrace, ice skating. So you got to plunk down some, there's a little dollar sign there if you want to do the stroll through a display of lights.
Right.
Some coins there. But
I see there's a chef curated brunch with a Bloody Mary and mimosa bar, that's a 4-star restaurant. That looks like fun. I would definitely be curious. I think Hallmark, since they're putting their name behind it, they're trying to obviously compete with ChristmasCon. They're going to do it big. I do like that they're doing 4 weekends in a row, which is really interesting because they're competing with themselves with ChristmasCon because people otherwise are home watching Christmas movie. But this is what people are looking for, experiential activities that are like a tangible version of the movies they're watching. So it's like the movie's not just enough to watch. We want to physically be engaged with it. So I really like it. I mean, there's some banger weeks going if you're looking for the celebrities, but there's just so much more. It's going to be Christmas overload. And November 29th through December 22nd, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, again, I don't know where Kansas City, Missouri is, so I don't know if I could find it if I wanted to go. But
it's a trip. A little over 12-hour drive for me.
Okay, from 4 hours. I have to find out where Pittsburgh is. Okay, is Pittsburgh near North Carolina?
Up and a little inland. A little more inland.
Well, Seth said he lived far from me in Chicago. Then he flew out and he's like, I'm leaving. And then 2 hours or so later, he's like, I'm here. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. He's in North Carolina 2 hours ago. He was in Chicago. Seth, you can explain your time travel later. But anyway.
You run down a kitty. Running. Like, I thought you guys didn't develop anything more than this.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
The first plane or something.
So if you had to choose, if you guys had to choose a weekend, which one would you go to based on the stars?
Great question. Well, there is a weekend too. Seth, you know what's special about that weekend? Being my cousin for my life. Do you know what's special that weekend? The date to the weekend. Does anything ring a bell? Someone you've known since the 70s.
The celebrity. You're like, all right, so the weekend.
Weekend two.
Weekend two, yes.
Joe could probably guess it. Seth, anything ring a bell for weekend two? For you, date-wise or otherwise, that would be meaningful to someone you've known for your entire life. Joe, want to hazard a guess?
I would guess it's Chad's birthday.
Yes!
Paul Campbell's birthday? I know your birthday. It's in my phone.
Oh, it's in
No, I know your birthday. That's quite a week. Yeah.
Do you mean December 8th through the 10th, right? Do you know which day it is out of the 8th through the 10th? What day would my birthday be?
Wait, why am I looking December 6th through 8th? Oh, no.
Oh, I don't see that.
No, yeah. Week two.
Week two is December 8th through 10th is what I'm seeing.
Oh, why am I seeing December 6th through 8th?
I don't know what you're seeing.
It's 6th through 8th, yeah.
It is 6 through 8. I have 8 through 10 on. I'm looking on the MSN.com one.
Go to the official website.
Okay. All right. So my dates are off, but it does have the 8th in there anyway. Anyway, that week looks, that's the big week, I guess. You've Lacey Chabert, Benjamin Ayers, John Brotherton, who I liked in Fuller House, Paul Campbell, Taylor Cole, Nikki DeLoach. I mean, there's a lot of big ones. Kimberly Sustad, Andrew Walker. Of course, the biggest week would be the first week because it's got Tyler Hines and Chris Palaha, right?
And Jesse Schramm, who will be at ChristmasCon, which I'm excited for, who I plan on meeting.
Okay. And Ashley Cindy Williams. Busby.
Yeah.
Cindy joined us on one of our lives, if you recall. That was fun having her on commenting. So Jonathan Bennett. Oh, so which week is biggest for you? Is week one, I guess, huh?
I think, well, if I had to choose which one, I would probably choose week one. Mostly because I've met everybody in week two, with the exception of Andrew Walker.
Okay.
Week three is kind of it's got some good stars. Kyler Lee, who is and Annie McDowell, they're great. I would love to meet them. And then week four, Rachel Boston is great. I've met her.
Brooke D'Orsay is in a bunch of good ones. She's in some bangers that we like, Seth, right?
Kumar go to White Castle?
Is that what she's in? I don't
know. Is she really in that? Wow. Okay. She I watched that movie in a while.
Wow. I never saw that one, but I just know her from she's in some of the really good ones that I've liked. So, okay. Not Picture Perfect Christmas.
Yeah, that's not a Hallmark movie, I guess.
Howard Kumar celebrate Christmas.
Other than her, I don't really know anybody in week four. Week three, Andy McDowell.
You know Barbara Niven, Seth. She was in one movie we covered, The Christmas She's Dying. She's the TV host who's dying.
Right.
That was her.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Victor Webster was in Hallmark Mystery Lane or something.
So Kyler Lee and Andy McDowell are in that Hallmark show, The Way Home, which is actually really, really good.
Is it really?
It's actually a really good show. It's a time travel series. It has nothing to do with Christmas, and it's actually one of the only things I watch on Hallmark that isn't Christmas related. Wow.
Breaking news. I didn't know you watched that. Wow.
I know. I did.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Because, yeah, I thought you were pretty much strictly Christmas. What made you want to watch that? Just to give it a shot?
Well, it looked interesting. And then Kyler Lee I've kind of had a crush on her for a long time. So, I had to check her out. So,
okay. I didn't even know who that was. Gotcha. Okay. Seth, did you ever date her?
No, but I've been questioning
you dated Andy McDowell for a while, right?
Yeah, it was way back when. Cole and I had a brief romance. I think
that very brief, right. So, at least, yeah.
Kyler Lee is in a what is that movie she's in with Paul Campbell? It's the Window Wonderland.
That's one you like
from 2013. She's in that. She was in. It's an awful movie, but I remember her from this. Not Another Teen Movie, which spoofed all the teen movies from the 90s.
That was funny.
She was in Supergirl, which I kind of I watched a little bit of that. So, you know, I knew who she was and stuff. And just to see her, in on Hallmark and stuff, I was like, well, I'll check this out. Plus, the show looked pretty good. So, and I'm glad I did because it was actually really good. So,
I'm looking her up now. I don't have any recollection of ever seeing her, but I did see the movie. So, okay. But she'll have a following too for that. So, okay. So we don't want to go too long in this episode. I just want to get your vibes on it. We cover all the breaking news. This is big news. We hadn't been jumping on when we had Lacey big news on Netflix. So we covered a lot here. Final thoughts, Seth, I'll go to you first since you're the guest today and Joe and I are the hosts. Seth,
thank you.
What are you thinking? You're welcome. Seth, are you thinking about possibly attending one of those weekends, taking the drive down? Is it a yas? Or is that a
no?
Okay.
It looks like great lineup of people and something. I mean, yeah, I just, I don't know. I mean, I'm uncomfortable in most interactions. I can't see paying to go stand and like, I don't know. What do we do now?
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask for a picture of the two of us. Can't we take a selfie? No, I don't need to be in it.
Right. You're just going to go up to a star and instead take a selfie with them. You're just going to take a regular snapshot of them.
I'll just wrap myself in later. It's fine.
Right. Okay.
I'm not be attending. So,
okay.
Any of the weekend.
Joe? What are your thoughts? Any of the four weekends? I know you'll drive for these things. You're driving to Christmas Con in New Jersey. I'm still hoping to maybe get out there. I'm hoping you'd get down to Bramblefest. Maybe I can break away and get to that. If you went, that'd probably be the tipping point. You could even come pick me up on the way down. Because I think Pittsburgh is north of North Carolina, but folks at home, I will double check and get back to you. So
it is. What are you thinking, Joe?
It is. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to attend any of the Christmas experiences. I'd love to. It's not the distance, although I'd have to fly. I don't think I can drive for 12 hours, five hours to New Jersey is kind of rough. But I think with this, I think here's the benefit from this one. I think the look of this thing is probably going to be amazing.
Yes.
That's the one criticism that a lot of people have of Christmas Con is it's a convention. It's not, you know, it's not a winter wonderland. You're not going to walk in and feel like you're in a Hallmark movie.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. It's a convention. I mean, they try as hard as they can to decorate it and they do a pretty good job. And I was fine with it. To me, it was like, well, this is a convention. This is what this is. I go to them all the time. I think Christmas Con right now, obviously I've got tickets, so I'm going for that weekend. I'm hoping it'll be, they'll have some new stars. I'm hoping they'll do some new things. It'd be great to have some podcasters show up there, but apparently that's not allowed.
Yes. We got denied. We tried. Yes. They said we were too big for them. We would overshadow the stars. Is that what they told you, Seth? You were working on that.
Yeah. In a nutshell, I was just like, all right.
They said, we can't have Lacey Chabert and Seth in the same building.
That's right. That's right.
We're more than happy to share with them. I mean, we're not going to, we are aware of what we bring and understand that it could overshadow, but we're mindful of that. That's why we don't do that.
But I think Hallmark is smart, is having four of these, all of them different with the different stars. But I think for me, I have to see what happens at these, and then I can make my determination on, do I go to Christmas Con next year, or do I change it up and go to this? But the reason I love Christmas Con, I love getting autographs and the selfies and the community that's there. There's a group of people that all go, and we all are starting to know each other. It's a lot of fun. You're in New Jersey, New York area. So there is 1,000 things to do. So if you want to drop out of Christmas Con, and take a train into Manhattan, you can do that. If you want to go over to explore New Jersey and check out, like Kevin Smith's, movie theater or some of the other stuff.
The birthplace of Cousin Chad. The birthplace of Cousin Chad is in New Jersey. Right. That's a hot spot.
Is that statue still up?
Sadly, it's been knocked down because there are too many people trying to get selfies with it. It just got toppled over, but they are replacing it with a bigger, better one. That's actually high-fiving the Statue of Liberty. That's for another show, though. I don't want to brag, but it's pretty cool.
So I think there's some benefit. There's a big benefits to going to Edison, New Jersey. I know a lot of people don't say that.
It's a Christmas Con.
I've never been to Missouri, so I have no idea. If that city is good. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure there's some cool things to do. I think this is a wait and see what happens. The same way with the Hallmark Cruise. Wait and see what happens. I want to see what it's like.
The Hallmark Cruise.
Yes. So, they've been doing a couple of these things. I think it's good to just sort of get a sense of how it works. And then I can decide, do I want to spend $700 and go to a Christmas experience? Or do I want to spend half of that and go to Christmas Con?
The cruise sounds fun. I think that'd be a hoot. I think the three of us have got to go on a cruise. That would get wild.
It would be fun. However, again, it's like these celebrity cruises. You're not going to hang with the celebrities. You're not going to sit at the bar with Tyler Hines. Well, you might, but I doubt it. I think you'll see them once in a while. They're going to be, off on the one side of the ship. You'll be on the other with everybody else, unfortunately. It depends.
Joe, I wouldn't even be worried. I'd be looking forward to hanging out with you and Cousin Seth. Cousin Seth and I just hung last week. We giggled for like 5 days straight. We had the best time. I don't even need celebs. Seth, we could take a cheap boat out of Daytona Beach and cruise wherever it lands and have a great time. Joe, I think the SS Minnow's for rent. We'll just do a three-hour tour. The three of us, nothing could happen.
Sounds awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Just 3 hours, guys. That's like when I say, Joe, it's just a 15-minute episode and we're 43 minutes in. I don't know how it happens. I don't know. But
it was a good time. I gave you guys plenty of time tonight. So
we did do short ones. For the record, we have done short ones, right, Seth? Like 10-minute ones?
Absolutely. I hope so. I've been promoting them. I'm like, we have a whole swath of them. We have short episodes.
We're going to do a short one next week, a short one. We're going to do it.
Sounds good. We'll plan it. We'll use this episode to plan for that one.
Exactly.
3-5 minutes.
We'll make it.
So,
long.
Joe, you, what are both of you? So, did this come out today? This is, this broke today. Okay. And you have your ear to the street. You're in the Christmas community. What are people saying? Do you think people will go to this? I mean, I know kind of major.
I think people who could drive there quickly will go to this. Yeah. I was reading through the comments. I think a lot of people were taken back by the $700. I think that's got to be defined for people. I think they need to know what you get, what kind of access you get for $700, because that's a lot of money.
Right.
If you're getting,
it is, Seth. Stop shaking your head. It's a lot of money, Seth. Yeah.
I know. So I saw a lot of that, and I don't think, truthfully, I don't think $259 for the other stuff that they offer is worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I think, but again, it just depends on, you know, the details, and that's the thing that's missing from this website.
Right. Right. Okay. So Seth, see, there is a lot. We went with Seth. We went to a $5 sushi place. That place was fantastic. We went 2 days in a row. And that was like, that was cool to see Seth. They recognized him right away, by the way. And they only $5 to Seth is like a penny, a sushi. So he just bought us a ton of rolls and we ate on the beach. But that just made me think of it. So anyway, I digress. That was a great place. We'll have to go back. Anyway, absolutely. Maybe we'll have a convention there. I don't know what made me think of that. Oh, yes. That $5 is not a lot to Seth either. Nothing's a lot to say.
Was it cherry blossom sushi?
It was, yeah.
Cherry blossom sushi in Carolina Beach.
That's right. Check it out, everybody. Joe, you're on your second beer. Now we're ending the show. Are you having more beers after we get off, or are you done for the evening?
No, I finished my second one. I'm done for tonight. So
what does the rest of the evening look like for both you gentlemen? Seth, you're probably hanging out with Mrs. X. Joe, what are you doing? Watching anything tonight? Any plans or just heading right to bed?
I'm probably going to bed here in about 15 minutes. So
fascinating. And in Pittsburgh time, I know it's the same as East Coast time. I checked, even though no one knows if Pittsburgh's on the West Coast, East Coast. Pretty sure it's in the continental United States, although it might be by Juneau, Alaska, for all I know. Geography, not my strong suit, Seth. Unless it's by an ocean, then I know.
Yeah, you got the coast locked down.
I've got the coastline.
Even those southern ones, too.
That's right. That's right. Well, audience, thank you for joining us in an impromptu. I love how they come out last minute when we ask them to. It's so fun. We're such a loyal audience. They stop clapping at once. It's pretty awesome how synchronized they are. But I want to thank you, Joe, for jumping in last minute for this important breaking news episode. Cousin Seth, thank you for showing up at all. Anytime you do, it's a pleasure. Late, early, anything. I was actually thinking we had to catch up a couple of things. You would be there early, but we will catch up another time. I do have your number.
Yes, and I do. I would like to catch up. I have a couple of things.
There's always something with Cousin Seth. The off-air show is fantastic. Well, thank you, everybody. Check out Joe, the Christmas aficionado, on Christmas Aficionado YouTube and Instagram. He's marvelous. He's monetized, and he's a maven of all things merry. So check it out. Cousin Seth, of course, you could find him counting money and swimming through gold coins in his pool. Thank you, everybody. I'm Cousin Chad. No one cares. Everyone's here for Cousin Seth.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.